working with a company at the moment about unconscious bias and how stand-up comedy can teach us a lesson in conscious and unconscious bias. And of course it can. You can easily misjudge audiences. You need to give everyone a chance. And it's good that more and more companies are looking at this, because the truth is that we're all biased, isn't it? Consciously and unconsciously. And of course, it's only in the last 20, 30 years that any of this has been relevant at all. There's arguments that we live in better times now, because in the 80s, when I was a kid, there was lots more racism, sexism, homophobia. And if you gave a shit about doing something about prejudice and bias back in the 80s, you'd be called, in a derogatory way, right on. You know, the definition of these words has been changed themselves over the years. Because when I was a kid, if you were called right on, someone would be taking the piss, going, oh, him, he's a right on gay who cares about the environment. What a loser, what a right on loser caring about racism. That definition has been lost now, hasn't it? It's been replaced by the word woke. Again, used by many as a derogatory term. Oh, he's woke. He's a woke gay who cares about the environment. What a loser. Anyway, there's always a debate in comedy. Edgy versus woke comedy. You know, a lot of people find so-called woke comedy boring, because you apparently can't offend anyone. In comedy, it's argued, is always going to offend someone. There's always a target, so... Anyway, at a gig last week, I mentioned this because there was a big stag do that came in. And you know, first impressions, these people are going to be nightmare, but no. They were the nicest people in the world, the best audience. Up for anything, but respectful. And then these two old ladies came in from Essex. And they were a bit drunk. And one of them came up to me before the gig and said, are you one of the comedians? And I said, yes. And they said, are you funny? And I thought, well, hello, cunts. How are you? And then they truly earned their cunt status when they said the following. Hope you're not one of those woke pricks. Well, ladies, I'm not. But I also wouldn't go up to a comedian before a show and say, hey, I hope you're going to be a bit racist today. Because that's what they meant, wasn't it? That's what they meant. Hope you're going to be a little bit racist. Because as Avenue Q rightly sung, everyone's a little bit racist. And that's what they wanted. They wanted their own attitudes reflected back on them. And of course I wasn't going to do that. Aren't they? Unconsciously, consciously. What can we do about bias and prejudice? Well, sadly, I truly believe we can do very little, unfortunately, because it's one of the problems is the white bear effect. You point something out, you can actually make it worse. I just think the key thing is honesty. This is what I'm saying to these companies. The key thing is honesty. Know that you have prejudice. Everyone listening has biases. And know, most importantly, that they can be wrong. That stag do, nicest people in the world. One of those old ladies on the way out, I kid you not, grabbed me by my face and stuck a tongue in my ear. A tongue in my ear! Not the left ear, the right one. right one. Cunts. You heard me. Cunts. Right on. Hope that's not too woke for you, you cunt. That's a lot.